This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
People were upset yesterday with Southwest Airlines.
Oh, I know.
Holy
it went viral,
moly.
Didn't it? People are saying, like, the CEO needs to resign.
They're done. They're never flying ever again.
People were literally boycotting them.
Okay, yeah. I get it. But they're just a company trying to make money. You know, I mean, the sweet deal of bags free had to go away at some point.
Well,
you think?
And if you look at the financials of all these other, you know, airlines, I mean, they bring hundreds of millions of dollars in with baggage fees.
Oh, they make a ton. It's not even fun.
I mean, hundreds of millions in baggage fees. And I do, though, agree with BJ. Like, just build it into the price.
That's the way
I do it. They didn't have to tell us.
Mm-mm. They did not. Yeah. Well, you could even come out and say, look, we've been pressured to add baggage fees, but here at Southwest Airlines, we're not going to do it. We stand with you, the passenger. We will raise the flight rates, but we're not going to charge for your bags. Yeah. And that would have been a win-win for them.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Just jack up the ticket another $50. Boom. Done, right? Hey, Spadell, is this the man on the street thing where people are complaining? This audio?
Yeah. He's talking to people at DIA.
All right, here we go. This is a DIA. Man, people were upset yesterday.
Bags Sandra Smith and her husband were picking up from the carousel at DIA.
I like the way he talks. Sam's and her husband, they were picking up our bags over DIA.
Oh, my God.
Freebies, and that's the way they like it.
He does talk like
different.
That. Now I'm hearing it.
Don't listen to him.
Bags Sandra Smith and her husband were picking up from the carousel at DIA were freebies, and that's the way they like it.
That guy I like. What's his name? I forgot his name. Anyway, he's really funny. Yeah.
So good.
I like that guy.
Here we go. Let's go back to the tape.
Bag Sandra Smith and her husband were picking up from the carousel at DIA were freebies, and that's
Alan.
The way they like it.
It's been a differentiator, really.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think they're making a big mistake.
To end the free bags for all policy that could be a turbulent decision.
Oh, is that what they said?
Yep.
Oh.
I think it's not going to go well for them.
Neither does airline analyst Henry Hartevelt.
This is how you destroy a brand.
Oh,
this is how you destroy customer preference. This is how you destroy loyalty.
It means bag charges will pile up on top of the ticket prices.
Sure, the bag fees get you, don't they?
They do.
Jamie, please stop. I'm trying to take this serious now, okay? They're going to charge me for my bag.
Okay, sorry.
Even Southwest CEO Bob Jordan said as recently as September, free bags was their thing.
Bags will still fly free. Yes, it's the third thing the customers look for after fare and schedule is bags fly free on us.
With one caveat.
Well, never say never.
Never say never.
I'm listening to this guy, and I don't even know what that report said.
His name is Alan. He's been around for 800 years.
He's been on for a while.
Where's he been? Where is he?
Alan,
it's going to be just a dangerous deal. I'm sorry.
That was not nice.
I think I
love you, Alan.
I think I'm off the hook, though, because
you're doing a great job.
Okay, right, I'm sorry, not even going to finish my sentence.
You're off the hook now.
No, no, no.
No, what?
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.